April 4th, Oliver Goldsmith, playwright and compulsive gambler. On this day in 1774, the poet, novelist and playwright Oliver Goldsmith died, aged 43. Dr. Samuel Johnson, a friend of his, wrote this epitaph: Oliver Goldsmith, a poet, naturalist and historian, who left scarcely any style of writing untouched, and touched nothing that he did not adorn, of all the passions, whether smiles were to move or tears, a powerful yet gentle master, ingenious, vivid, versatile, sublime, in style, clear, elevated, elegant. Yet she wrote it in Latin. That's a translation. Goldsmith was born in Ireland and went to Trinity College, Dublin, and later studied medicine unsuccessfully in Edinburgh. Coming to London, he began writing, his most famous works being the play She Stoops to Conquer and the novel The Vicar of Wakefield. Goldsmith was always short of money because he was a compulsive gambler, a founder member of The Club, which was a literary group that included Samuel Johnson and Horace Walpole. Goldsmith was known as the inspired idiot because of his dissolute lifestyle. Johnson said of him, "No man was more foolish when he had not a pen in his hand, or more wise when he had." Here's one of Goldsmith's poems called The Gift to Iris. Say, cruel Iris, pretty rake, dear mercenary beauty, what annual offering shall I make, expressive of my duty? My heart, a victim to thine eyes, should I at once deliver? Say, would the angry fair one prize the gift who slights the giver? A bill, a jewel, watch or toy, my rivals give and let them. If gems or gold impart a joy, I'll give them when I get 'em. I'll give, but not the full-blown rose, or rosebud more in fashion. Such short-lived offerings but disclose a transitory passion. I'll give thee something yet unpaid, not less sincere than civil. I'll give thee, ah, too charming maid, I'll give thee to the devil. Today I reflect that there is a time to be foolish and a time to be serious.